All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Onome Ohwovoriole. Welcome to the very first edition of Green Ticker Tales, my podcast. Green Ticker Tales is the same name as well of my firm. So why that name? A bit of context. Green in financial markets stands for positive price movement. So when you say the market is green or a stock is green, it means the price has gone up. Ticker is a unique set of letters representing a stock or a cryptocurrency. So if you did chemistry in school, for instance, rather than say water, you would spell water as H, small 2, and an O. So in the same way with stocks, rather than say Facebook, you might have $META, or rather than spell Apple the conventional way, you could have $AAPL. So those are known as tickers. You can also use the term ticker to refer to an electronic board that scrolls stock information. So if you are, say, familiar with the Nigerian Stock Exchange, that's in Customs Street in Lagos, you have an electronic board just outside the building that scrolls numbers, stock prices, and information that you need to know. So that's a ticker. And that's how I came about the name Green Ticker Tales. Tale is a story, so think of Tales by Moonlight. So Green Ticker Tales, in essence, is me digging into mostly stocks and other financial assets around the world. If you had asked me, say 4, 5, 6 years ago, if I was going to have a podcast, I would have said no. So I'd like to give a bit of context as to why I'm doing this. There are 1,001 podcasts on literally almost every topic under the sun. In my work as an analyst, I find that there's so much going on around the world and I can't cover it by writing. So I'd cover a few things in my thread or in my post on my website. And there's just so much left out. So I thought, why not have a podcast so I can cover things a bit in detail? That's first reason. Second reason is people learn in different ways. A lot of financial content is written form, long form, short form, but it's written. So what then happens to people who learn, who understand, who catch things by audio or by video? That then leaves them out. So I think it's only fair to incorporate everything, you know, do a bit of written, have an audio podcast, have a video podcast. So those are my reasons for setting this up, and I hope to do this on a regular basis. A bit about myself. I've worked as a financial analyst for nearly 10 years. I'm very much interested in stocks, crypto, commodities. I mean, as long as there's a money angle to it and understand it, then you'd see me tweeting or writing about it. But I'm largely interested in stocks. I have also done a bit of personal finance literacy. So I've taught on personal finance across different communities, students, working adults, kids. I've done a bit of kids as well. That was fun. I quite enjoyed that. I've done that, a bit of that. But when it comes to stocks, I'd say from Nigeria, I am mostly interested in telco stocks. So an MTN Nigeria, Airtel Africa. Then you have the banking stocks, because banks are literally the most liquid set of stocks on the stock exchange in Nigeria. So everyone keeps an eye on banks. The Nigerian stock market is also fairly compact. So you have a bit over 200 and something companies. But where the action is, probably would be, 30, 40 names. So I guess everyone who's an equity analyst tends to pay attention to those names. In my spare time, I like to listen to music a lot. Luckily, my job lets me have enough time to listen to music. So I am a big Afrobeat, R&B, jazz, hip-hop fan. Please note, there's a difference between Afrobeat and Afrobeat. Afrobeat, you're referring to a fella, Femi Kuti, you're referring to a Made Kuti and everyone else who plays music like that. Afrobeat literally would encompass the contemporary music that you have today. So you could say maybe a Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, even though when you drill things down from the Nigerian perspective, you can kind of differentiate between all the genres and all that. But to the outside world, it's Afrobeat. So Afrobeats rather. So there's a difference between both. For R&B, I do a lot of Joe, Avant, Praise, hip hop. I'm a big Mode 9 fan. Jay-Z, DMX, Nas. So I'm constantly listening to music. I also like Formula One as well. I'm a big fan of Lewis Hamilton. So I've crossed with him to his new team. Back to markets. How is this going to run? I did a poll on my Twitter handle where I'm quite active. And so some of the direction I will follow is as a result of that poll. Most people, at least most people who voted on the poll, for their most used podcast apps, I had Spotify, YouTube, and Apple. So this very likely would go on Spotify first, then YouTube in a couple of weeks, and then Substack. Substack is the easiest place for me to upload podcasts. So you very likely would have Substack probably what in a day or two, then everyone else will follow. 73% of people voted for episodes to drop weekly. Because there's a lot of content to cover, the first few weeks you would have maybe 2-3 episodes weekly, and then as time goes by you'd have episodes twice a week. So the first episodes you're going to get on Spotify, I'm going to look at the basics. What is a stock? Why do people invest in stocks and all that? And then I then focus on more higher level things. 42% of people who voted wanted stocks, while 45% of people who voted wanted a mix of stocks, crypto, and personal finance. So I would go with the voice of the people and do a mix of everything. Stocks, I would say, are my first love when it comes to financial assets, and then every other thing comes second. Yeah. YouTube will most likely be once or twice a month. Why is that so? I have a 9-to-5, which can be very intensive. So it's hard to go all the way to the mainland to record. Secondly, YouTube means I have to dress quite nicely. And one of the advantages of my job is it gives me the privilege of looking homeless most of the time, which I think it's a privilege for any job that lets you do so. So with YouTube, I unfortunately cannot look homeless. I plan to look quite smart as the guy next door who is on the consoles recording. So you won't be seeing me on YouTube every week or every other week, but with time I try and dedicate one day to not look homeless. You can send any questions you have to info@greentickertales.com. I will spell that info at greentickertales, greentickertales.com. info@greentickertales.com. So should you have questions, you can send them there. I am pretty active on Twitter. Twitter handle is Quansimodo, Quansimodo. Instagram, I'm trying to be active. Instagram handle is Green Ticker Warrior. So those are the platforms you can get me. And if you bump into me at any event, I occasionally like to attend finance events, tech events, feel free to come up and say hello. Please note, nothing I say is financial advice. Most of the time, when people ask questions, you get a response like that, and people feel you're either selfish or you're trying to upsell. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but let me give some context. In the same way, you wouldn't expect a doctor to give you tablets without an examination, you also shouldn't expect anyone to advise you financially without them having your full picture. So it's simply not possible to do so on a podcast like this, right? So speak to a financial advisor, or if you want to have an extended conversation with me, send an email, or let's talk over malt and pepper soup, right? Yeah. So nothing I say is financial advice. Till next time, keep your eyes on your tickers and have a great trading week ahead.